This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Baristas at another Starbucks shop in Colorado Springs have voted to unionize. That's now six stores in the state to make the move. Meanwhile, workers at one unionized store claim Starbucks is illegally firing union baristas, causing a labor shortage. The location has had to cut its business hours due to the firings. Starbucks denies the claims. Juveniles in Colorado no longer have to pay court-ordered restitution to insurance companies. Since 2016, juveniles in about 200 cases have been ordered to pay more than $3 million to such companies, but only about $150,000 has been paid out. Juveniles might still be ordered to pay restitution to victims directly for financial losses. A new poll spotlights chronic health problems in Colorado, many exacerbated by the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Health Foundation polled nearly 3,000 Coloradans. 6 in 10 have experienced mental health strain, such as anxiety, depression, loneliness, or stress. Almost half say they postponed medical or dental care in the last year. Nearly 4 in 10 residents worry that they or someone in their household will be without health insurance in the next year. The 2022 Pulse poll was conducted by telephone and online in April, among a random representation of Colorado adults. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A stretch of I-25 in northern Colorado will close overnight for road work starting around 9 p.m. Construction crews will shut down northbound lanes between the Harmony and Prospect Road exits. Drivers should follow posted detour signs. The lanes will be reopened by 5 a.m. tomorrow. This is CPR News at 7:06.